98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. I'm Tag. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Drex is off this week, and man, do I miss the stories about the 12-year-old softball.
Do you? Because softball. I don't.
Oh, it's jokes. It's jokes. Hey, let me ask you, have you ever, you signed up for these things where it's like, oh, pay $9.99 a month for the first 2 months, and then make sure you cancel by that.
And then it's $800 a month after that. I hate that.
You've done those, right?
I try not to.
Yeah.
Because I always forget to cancel, like, right before they're going to hit you. And then you feel like you're stuck. Because there's no way to go back and get your money back.
Even if you cancel,
they
still are going to charge you for that full price third month.
And then you have to start the fight to get your money back.
Exactly. No matter what you do. I remember Lifetime Fitness up in Sandy Springs.
Oh,
I signed up as a 30-day trial. They were when you come in, they're like, "Oh yes, sir, yes." This was years ago. I don't know what they do now, because I'll never know what they do because I'll never go
back.
There.
Really?
So, but it was like I canceled on the day before the last day, and when I got in there, the guy's like, "Well, actually,
well, you
that
really
first
need
day,
48 hours.
Yeah, when you signed up, it actually was we count that as a day, and so and I'm like, nonsense.
Yeah.
I want to cancel. You really want me here, especially me? You want me here
with an axe to grind?
Don't want to be here." And then it just happened. This car wash had, $9.99 a month, and you're going to get the $18 car wash. So the max, you notice my car, it's been looking so shiny and delicious lately. It's because I was paying that $9.99. They told me when I signed up, make sure you cancel this.
Right.
Like the guy that signed me up, he's really sweet. So I go days before it's supposed to. I cancel. The guy goes, "I'm going to cancel this one, but I'll sign you up for another 2 months. Same deal, $9.99.
Oh, no.
And he was so interested in doing that. And I didn't want to fight with him. So I was like, okay. I mean, I never wash my car. So now I'm spending $40 for the year for these, 4 months of unlimited
car washes. And we're not even in like pollen season yet. What are you doing?
I know. All this pressure to go, get my money's worth and get my car washed. I got a bike rack on the back of my car. I got to take that off. And then they charged me the full price and the $9.99.
Oh, they double dipped you.
They double dipped me. And when I went back and said, "Hey, you know, what's going on here?" They go, "Well, you never canceled the first one." I go, "I most certainly did." And he goes, "All right, we're going to cancel this one." And I mean, I could not get on the phone with American Express fast enough because he said he was going to call me the next day. I knew he wasn't going to call me. They never called me. So bottom line is American Express is like, it's almost like I invented a credit card because they will, they work with you. You're like, "I don't want to pay this. This was da da da." Every time you'll get your money back. But of course, that's not enough for me because I'm feeling like, why should American Express take the heat? I want the car wash people to suffer.
Yeah. This is going to turn into Fit Crunch all over again,
Fit
isn't
Crunch
it?
2.0.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free V98.5 app.
I know you're busy, so I'll make this quick. Goodbye.
Just click the open mic feature and you could hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5.
We were just talking about, this comes up over and over. Every week there's a different prank. It's or a TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
This so dangerous. And I said, we've really failed this generation because they don't understand pranks. Mm. We didn't teach them. Every family, I know in your family, it's your husband.
Oh, my gosh.
But has like that prankster.
The jokester. Uh-huh.
So we need to brainstorm pranks that don't involve like risking life and limb. These prank wars that are happening. Was it in Alpharetta?
Yeah, it was Alpharetta. The junior senior prank wars just kind of went a step too far this year. And the kids were wearing ski masks and taking airsoft guns and going to attack each other. And bystanders were seeing this, thinking that there was a serious crime going down and calling police. So
this just happened.
This just happened over the weekend.
And this is a classic example of why we need to teach this generation some of the classic pranks, like whoopee cushions. Whatever happened to the whoopee cushion? 404-741-0985. Bree in Gainesville, pranks, good ones that don't hurt anybody and don't get the cops called.
Okay, so in high school, we used to do a junior senior prank war, and we used to actually put plastic forks into their yards. So when they would try and pull them out, they would break off into the yard.
How many plastic forks are you wasting?
Look, as many boxes as are necessary to win, okay?
She's serious. We were talking about how your husband, Kara,
is the
king. Do you have any examples?
He really is the king, and he took the reins from my father. My dad used to be the prank king, and now it's definitely Ryan.
So wholesome.
Ryan turned the tables on my dad. So, you know, my dad is legally blind, but he has a big old TV that he sits up really, really close to kind of watch TV.
Right. He needs the big TV.
Exactly.
He can actually see, but not very well.
He can see some things, but yeah, not very well. So Ryan had found this video on YouTube that makes it look like your television screen has been shattered. And he put that on my dad's TV and didn't say anything. So dad turned the power on the TV and it looks like someone had shattered, like thrown something into the TV. And my dad lost his mind. I've never heard so many expletives come out of his mouth before in my life.
Who did he blame?
Oh, he was blaming any and everybody. He was just pointing the fingers. Who did this? Who broke my TV? This is thousands of dollars.
Your impersonation of your father is horrible. You know how it goes.
Who broke the television?
Who broke that TV?
Cheryl, where's
mine? What happened here?
I can't see anything. The TV is broken.
That's more like it. 404-741-0985. Good, honest to goodness, wholesome pranks. We're talking about pranks, ones that didn't hurt people, ones that didn't, like in Alpharetta. Was it yesterday that this happened?
It was over the weekend.
A bunch of kids with squirt guns that looked like real guns put hockey masks on as part of their prank wars in Alpharetta.
Oh, they weren't squirt guns, though. They were airsoft guns, so it's those tiny little rubber pellets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Better. Much better.
More hurtful, for sure. But those guns look so much like the real
right.
deal, it had people calling the police.
The thing about the Super Soaker is it's like neon
right.
green.
Exactly.
Neon, that's fine. But anything that looks like a real gun
mm-hmm.
in
wearing
2024,
ski masks? No, thank you.
Thank you. funny, because I reached out to this friend of mine who we became friends on Instagram, chat, send stuff back and forth. Great guy. And I won't say his name. What happened was, allegedly, he is very smart and basically went and changed the governor's outgoing message.
No.
He's like a hacker kind of guy, right? Changed the, when it was Governor Deal, changed his outgoing message to some nonsense. Georgia officials showed up at his house.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Police showed up or whatever, GBI,
Yee.
Right? Shows up at his house and busts him for it. He got in trouble for that. Crazy thing was, he said, years later, Barbara Bush, uh-huh. not the mom, but the daughter,
yeah.
Her phone had gotten hacked. So this kid, because he had a history of being able to hack into government officials' phones, Secret Service
no.
showed up. Prime suspect.
Yikes.
Again, harmless. I mean, except for the jail time and stuff
yeah.
like that, nobody really got hurt.
That's still
Does
like
that
on the line
the...
there. I still think right. that's like not good.
404-741-0985. Kristen and Grayson talking about pranks.
Whatever happened to good old TPing someone's yard?
There you
oh,
go.
Yeah. I think when the pandemic hit and TP was such a hot commodity, people were like, oh, we better save the TP for later.
If anybody has a prank that I can pull involving massive amounts of those handy wipes, the 99.9% bacteria, I've got so many of those.
Are you going to sanitize someone today?
We are brainstorming good old-fashioned harmless pranks at 404-741-0985. We're coming into prank season this time of year. Mm-hmm. It's Denise at Ackworth.
So I am am a proud alumni of the Grand Island Vikings in upstate New York, and we were able to procure a three-story Viking from a furniture store outside of our island. We took a semi-truck and drove it over the bridge, managed to shimmy it so that it was on top of the school. When everybody arrived that morning, they saw this huge three-foot ceramic Viking, which was totally the coolest thing ever. However, automatically they went to thinking that we were just a bunch of thugs who stole this Viking and that we had all committed these huge felonies. So police officers were showing up at our doors, questioning if we were going to have to cancel our prom, until we finally let them know that the furniture store was actually going out of business. And they had given us the Viking.
The furniture store was an accessory to the crime.
It is now still at the school in their auditorium.
Dude. Very cool.
I love it. It's the gift that keeps giving. It became your mascot for your school.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Appreciate the call, Denise.
We got a message from Facebook said that they used to put for sale signs in their friends' yards.
That's your husband could do that.
My husband could totally do that. Some more Facebook posts. My kids put saran wrap on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Ugh. And then another one says that there were green Sprite bottles served at a party. My friends and I were 11 or 12 years old, filled the bottles with water and placed it back on the table where they were serving the drinks. So people were pouring it in their glasses and drinking the water thinking that it was Sprite.
Nice.
Very cute, very simple, still fun.
This wasn't even a prank, but just reminded me the for sale sign idea is I was at a bar with a friend of mine. It happened to be female. And, you know, I give people grief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how you know I like you, is if I'm giving you a lot of crap, right?
Right, yeah.
And so I'm giving her crap and everything. I get up to go to the bathroom. He slides her his number and says, if you want a man that'll treat you right. Of course, I wasn't treating her right because I wasn't her boyfriend, and he gave her the number. I went, took that number, and had free kitten signs printed with his number at the bottom for everybody to tear off.
That's the worst.
I don't know. I wish that I was like a fly on the wall to see all the phone calls coming in and the confusion. 404-741-0985. Do we have some maybe less extreme pranks that you remember from when you were a kid? It's Ellen in Dallas.
I'm so glad you guys are talking about this because I am like the queen of pranks.
I love it.
Yeah. Putting googly eyes on all the food in the fridge when you were little.
Oh, cute.
I love that.
Your parents like open the fridge and they're like, oh.
Everything's staring at you.
Dude, I'm writing these down. I'm going to have the best weekend. Go on.
This one is a personal favorite, and I used to do this actually all the time with my brother, and we used to wait till my mom would realize it. So we would switch a lot of the photos in the house to someone else's face, like some random woman from like the 1800s. And then she'd be like, who is this person? Or we'd wait for her to realize who is this person.
Dude, love it.
In this photo. And then there's another one where you could change the words on your cell phone to autocorrect to a different word. So like, good morning. Somebody texts good morning to you, it could autocorrect to go to hell.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Bob in Fayetteville, old school wholesome pranks.
So my buddy broke up with his girlfriend. And my mom and dad worked the concession stands, and we went and got big old bags of popcorn and poured them all over her front yard just as revenge for the breakup with him and her together.
Oh, jeez.
You can't rake that stuff up. You can't pick it up. You can't vacuum it up once the dew hits it. You have to wait for it to go away.
Now, Bob, who broke up with who here?
Well, it was kind of mutual, but he broke up with her. And we just decided we were going to just be, you know, boys and go prank her.
So she wasn't suffering enough. You thought, yeah. let's add to the misery.
We always, in our group, we always had to take things over the top. So,
yeah, it's called pouring salt into the wound, or in this case, salt and butter.
Want to win Kara's money? play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo! All right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Aline and Grayson, hi.
Hi. You got some funky socks on today, Ted?
Funky socks?
You at one time had some socks on that were different colors or different something. I remember you posted it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I've got all the socks. I've got ones with birds on them, ones with my kids' faces on them, sushi, football, ones that say, I don't want to be in this meeting on the bottom of them. I'm Mr. Fun Socks. Everybody knows
that.
There
you go. There you go. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Can you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Later, Tater.
I'm out of here, Aline. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Kara's going to step out. I'm going to ask you 5 trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back and ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Ready, Freddy.
Question number 1. Fans spotted another possibly Photoshopped photo of William and Kate leaving Windsor Castle. Name one of William and Kate's kids.
Charlotte.
Question number 2. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. True or false, we celebrate on March 17th because that's St. Patrick's birthday.
I'm going to say false.
Question number 3. Chick-fil-A is doing away with their passion mango drink, and they're going to replace it with a new cherry berry flavor. When you get a kid's meal, what can you trade the book in for?
A shake.
What's a shake made out of?
Ice cream, thank you.
Question number 4, Neve Campbell's returning to the Scream franchise. What Fox TV show did she star in from 1994 to 2000?
I see him right there, not plus five, but five.
Gonna need an answer.
I'm sorry. I see all the characters, but I can't remember the name.
Question number 5. Sharon Stone says she was asked to hook up with Billy Baldwin to improve their on-screen chemistry. Who is Billy Baldwin's son-in-law?
That might be Mr. Justin Bieber.
All right, bringing Kara back in. You did a great job. Kara's going to murder me for helping you. But you're a nice person, and you remembered my socks, so what are we going to do?
There you go. I appreciate it.
Kara, you ready for the same questions?
I think so.
Number 1, name one of William and Kate's kids.
Charlotte?
Charlotte is exactly what Aline said. It's 1-1. Question number 2, true or false, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, because that's when St. Patrick was born.
True?
It's actually false. It was the day he died. It's 2-1. Aline is in the lead. Question number 3. When you get a kid's meal at Chick-fil-A, you can trade the book in for what?
An ice cream.
An ice cream is correct. 3-2. Aline still in the lead. She got it right. Question number 4. And I'll tell you right now, Aline got this one wrong. So this is really your chance to get back into it. Are you ready?
I think so.
What Fox TV show did Neve Campbell star in from 1994 to 2000? It was on Fox.
That was, gosh, there were 5 kids.
Answer.
It was marking it wrong.
I'm sorry.
No.
She got it wrong as well. Party of five.
Party of five.
And question number 5, which we don't need to answer. What is Billy Baldwin's son-in-law's name?
Justin Bieber.
Final score, Aline and Grayson 4, Kara 3. Aline, are you smarter than Kara?
Yeah, baby, I am.
For the second time in a week. I got my happy socks on. Kara's not.
Baby,
she's got ferocious, angry socks. All right, so listen, you got $100. And you got a pair of tickets to go see Counting Crows in Santana June 18th, Gas South Arena. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. You're all good.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, baby, thank you so much. Woo-hoo!
Keep keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy, 75 today. Sunshine tomorrow, high 80. Yes, please. 48 Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you why a local high school prank has police pleading with parents in just a minute. But if you are planning on going to see Miss Jenny from the Block when she came to Atlanta with her This Is Me Now tour, you're gonna be disappointed. Jennifer Lopez has canceled the show, and we're not the only city that's been dumped. Nashville, New Orleans, Raleigh, Houston, Cleveland, and Tampa also got the boot.
Do you think this is a ticket situation? Like she wasn't selling enough tickets?
I don't know, because J-Lo didn't make any announcement. Ticketmaster didn't really make an announcement. They only said that the organizer had canceled the event and refunds will be automatically processed. Hmm. So we'll All see right. what happens if she comes back around. But as of now, if you are planning on going to the Atlanta show, your tickets aren't going to be valid because she will not be here. Now, Alpharetta police are saying that an annual high school prank fest known as the Junior Senior Wars took place over the weekend and took a dangerous turn. And they are now begging parents to talk to their kids. Mm. So basically, students were seen wearing ski masks and carrying airsoft type rifles to homes and other spots where targeted students were to attack them. Other people thought it looked suspicious, started calling 911, and police are saying this could have ended really badly because these airsoft type guns look exactly like the real deal.
We have failed this generation. We never taught them pranks.
Like the proper pranks.
Proper pranks.
Yeah.
Short sheeting beds. Mm. Putting plastic over a toilet so that
seat.
It sees through.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other ideas, old school pranks that
gosh.
Worked just fine?
We used to take the clear tape and the hose that is on the sink.
Right.
The sprayer.
Oh,
we would tape it down so you couldn't really see that it was down. And then the next person that came to turn the sink on got sprayed in the face by the sprayer.
Amen.
I mean, fun, cute little things.
Right.
Not anything dangerous that could actually end up hurting someone.
Like, think of the TikTok challenges that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Eating Tide Pods. Or
the cinnamon challenge,
right.
And there's that climbing on the boxes challenge and all that stuff where people are getting seriously hurt.
It's because we failed to teach the next generation about our old school pranks. So let's do it now. 404-741-0985. We will post to our Facebook page. Let's get this going and get the word out. There are so many pranks you can pull that do not involve swatting people.
Right?
Thank you for attending my TAD Talk.
Here's your TAD Talk.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Josh, you had a pretty rough night Saturday night.
Yeah, hey, guys.
What did you do?
I have a key to my girlfriend Lauren's house. Well, I guess... I don't even know if she's my girlfriend right now.
Oh, my God.
It was 2 a.m. So I should preface, I've been kind of known to drink a lot.
Frank the Tank.
It's a lot to other people. It's not a lot to me. It's really...
That's called tolerance. Okay.
Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I feel bad because it was 2 a.m. I don't really remember much of it, but
you went over to your girlfriend's house at 2 o'clock in the morning. She had not been drinking. You had been drinking.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she had a drink or two.
Do you remember anything that happened that night?
Nah, I just remember. I remember turning the key, and then I remember waking up.
Okay,
but like yeah.
And what did she say when you woke up?
She wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't even there.
It looked like she had taken some clothes and. It was no note or anything, but like kind of like she just was gone. And
does she have an issue with your partying? Has she said that in the past? Like, do you think
she might have said a thing or two? I don't.
Might have said that means yes.
So you wake up, she's not there. Have you spoken to her since? This was Saturday, right?
Yeah, I've been trying to call her and stuff, but she hasn't.
No text, no nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing.
She's icing you out.
I mean, we've been together for a while. She, you know, I thought, you know, give her some space and she'll, but it's been more time than, you know, any time she hasn't talked to me. So now I'm just trying to get a little bit worried.
So you want forgiveness. Are you going to make any promises not to get tanked on Saturday nights? Or
I'll definitely do everything I can to change, but I need to talk to her first, you know?
Right. It all starts with her forgiving you for this incident before we move on to the next one.
Right.
She's not answering when you call, so we're going to call her and see if she'll pick up when we do, and we'll do that in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talking to Josh, he said he had a few too many, went over to his girlfriend's house, 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday night into Sunday morning. He doesn't remember much except when he woke up the next morning, she was gone. He hasn't been able to get in touch with her since, not responding to phone calls, not replying to texts. But Josh, we're about to talk to her. She's not going to know you're on the line when she first picks up, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Lauren, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Oh, great.
We're glad to get a chance to talk to you. We're a little bit worried about the situation at your house over the weekend. I guess your boyfriend came home after drinking too much and is feeling really terrible about it.
He should.
Has this happened before?
I told him to knock off the drinking so much.
Right.
He's just gone too far this time. It's ridiculous.
Do you remember what happened Saturday night?
I was at a friend's house.
Oh, you weren't even home. That's a relief. So do you know about Josh coming over?
Yeah, I guess he let himself in. From what my dad tells me, because my parents were using my place over the weekend, Josh climbed into bed with my parents and blacked out. They had to go and get a hotel.
They couldn't wake him up?
He was blacked out.
Hang on one second. We got to let you know, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget. Your boyfriend, Josh, is on the phone with us.
Ex-boyfriend.
You're lying. Don't.
Oh, good. You're a drunk who accuses me of being a liar.
No,
and
no,
you climb into bed with my parents.
No. I'm sorry. That was just a reaction. You're not a liar.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I'll stop, okay? I'll stop. For you, I'll stop. Just please. I didn't know.
I don't really give a because you're gone.
Come on. No, come on.
Do what you want.
You won't give him another chance?
What's that make me look like? My parents are... No.
Oh.
No, you don't get another chance.
Yeah, I mean, at the point, Josh, where you try to, like, spoon a woman's father, usually she has to break up just to save face.
I don't remember any of this.
Oh, lucky you.
That doesn't
I get to remember it for the rest of my life.
So this feature is called Forgive and Forget. I don't think there's much more to say. Lauren, do you forgive Josh for climbing into bed with your parents in a drunken stupor?
No.
I didn't think
so. I don't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Josh, best of luck, man. Get some help, all right?
Sorry,
bud. Yeah. I mean, there's a difference. We've all had one too many.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're climbing into bed with somebody's parents, that's usually rock bottom, I would think.
Well, I mean, now there's no reason to sober up.
Oh!
St. Patrick's Day is this weekend. What am I supposed to do?
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Great! That was exactly the wake-up call he needed, I guess. Not. Coming up tomorrow, Steve loaned his computer to his girlfriend but forgot to log out of Facebook Messenger before he did that.
Uh-oh.
He knows why she's not talking to him but says there's, quote, a perfect explanation.
Oh, yeah, there's always a perfect explanation, right?
That's tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. on Forgive and Forget.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Oh, sweet, glorious day. Partly cloudy today with a high of 75. Tomorrow's high 80 with sunshine.
Love it.
Is it time to flip our clothes now, do you think?
Oh, no, because you know this is false summer, false spring.
So don't do it, because if you do it, we're guaranteed a 30-degree day.
Exactly.
All right. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. What else is going on?
So we're doing this again. I'll tell you why your TikTok is in jeopardy in just a second. But the Universal Circus is in town celebrating their 30th anniversary. And their incredible performers are going to be hosting a free circus camp for kids ahead of opening night. So the kids will get to learn the art of stilt walking, the high wire, limbo, tumbling, and roller skating, all from the pros. They'll also get to experience some face painting, balloon creations, and have a fun little dance party with Fresh the Clown. So kids of all ages are welcome tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. It's going to be right next to the Big Top over at Gwinnett Place Mall.
Love this.
Yes. Very cool. There's lots of kids that you look at and say, you would be perfect for the circus.
You should
Mine
run off
is one of them.
With the circus. What I love about it is that hopefully, do the parents have to stay for this?
I'm pretty sure you do have to, like, watch your kid.
My kids have turned my garage into a circus. There's, like, rings, all kinds of things. What I don't like about it is that I have to stand around waiting for them to get hurt. So I'd love a drop-off situation. Yeah. Call me from the emergency room.
Call me when they've hurt themselves and I'll be right there to pick them up.
After the crying stops.
Now, love it or hate it, TikTok has become a huge part of pop culture. Normal, everyday people have been able to actually quit their day jobs and support their families by making silly, stupid, and sometimes serious videos. And now all of that is in jeopardy. Yesterday, the House voted to support an all-out ban of the app. At the very least, attempt to force this Chinese-founded parent company of theirs, ByteDance, to sell it off to someone that they deem to be more responsible with the data that's collected from users.
Yeah, the communist government of China right now has ties to the company that owns TikTok.
Right.
But it's interesting that our government is forcing TikTok. They're saying the only way that we're not going to ban this is if you divest and sell to an American company or some friendly country that is like-minded.
Right. So this bill passed the House yesterday and is now set off to the Senate. If the Senate passes it, the president's already said that he would sign it, and that would be an all-out ban of our TikTok. So our scrolling may be
in jeopardy.
Yeah.
But the good thing that'll come out of this is if they ban TikTok, kids will start to learn about government. So that's good.
Maybe.
They'll suddenly start to actually care about something.
Or they'll just move back over to Instagram.
Outside is not an option. We learned that.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.